Brazil's president-elect Jair Bolsonaro says China is welcome to invest in his country and that trade between Brazil and China could grow. His remarks in a TV interview yesterday contrasted with his campaign when he depicted China as a predator seeking to dominate key sectors of Brazil's economy. Bolsonaro is a far-right former army captain who capitalized on voter discontent with corruption to win the October 28th election in Brazil. A corruption scandal led to the impeachment of one president and a jail sentence for another. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton praised Bolsonaro as a like-minded leader to President Trump in a speech last week. Joining us now from Rio de Janeiro is NPR international correspondent Philip Reeves. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
So it has been just a week now since Bolsonaro won the election, but he's already making waves. Start by telling us about his decision to name the judge who jailed his main rival for the presidency to serve as his justice minister.
Yes, this is Sergio Moro. He is the star judge among a group of prosecutors and judges involved in the what's called the car wash investigation, in which basically top Brazilian politicians were getting payoffs from big business in return for contracts and political favors. This made Sergio Moro extremely popular, his role in this. You see T-shirts with his face on it. They made a movie about him. There are books about the operation and about his role in it. And one of the people that he wound up jailing for corruption is Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the former president of Brazil, Lula, as everybody calls him. He was jailed in Moro's court last year, and then early this year, that conviction was upheld, and that meant that Lula was banned from participating in the election, from running for a third term. So critics of Bolsonaro were saying, wait a minute, what's this? Moro wasn't, in fact, impartial, that this is part of a political plot to keep Lula from running for a third term. But I should say that many Brazilians who voted for Bolsonaro, not necessarily from the far right either, are so concerned about corruption and crime that they're glad to see Sergio Moro in government because they hope that he will be able to do something about it. Whether he'll actually be able to do that is another issue.
Now, Bolsonaro also announced that he is going to move Brazil's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, something the United States recently did. And this is something that Bolsonaro campaigned on. How is that going to go over in Brazil? Is that something that people want him to do?
Well, interestingly, he's not, it seems, primarily come under pressure to do this from the Jewish communities of Brazil, but it is something that is very popular with the evangelicals, who are part, a big part, of his political base. That said, there is an element in this society that isn't so happy, and it's the meat trade. Brazil exports a very large amount of halal meat to Islamic countries, and there's concern within the trade that because of this decision, they will suffer for that.
A lot of people have compared Bolsonaro to President Trump. Now, President Trump has been compared to other people around the world, other leaders that have come up around the world. But in this case, Bolsonaro has used the term fake news. He does seem to do a lot of the things that President Trump does. Is it a fair comparison?
In some respects, it certainly is, yeah. I mean, but it must be said that Bolsonaro served in the military. He's not a millionaire. But there are certainly some similarities. His use of social media is one of them. He directly communicates with his supporters. The cry of fake news that you mentioned is a typical Trump tactic that Bolsonaro frequently uses. His belief also that criminal violence should be met with violence. Bolsonaro is keen to enable the police to use still more lethal force against suspects, much to the concern of civil rights groups. And he also has a record of making outrageous remarks. In Bolsonaro's case, these have denigrated women, homosexuals, and Afro-Brazilians.
What is the relationship going to be like with the United States? We mentioned John Bolton, the president's national security advisor, saying that Bolsonaro is a like-minded leader to President Trump.
It will be a very close relationship. Bolsonaro says that he wants to move geopolitically towards the U.S., and he has openly expressed his admiration for Donald Trump on many occasions. And one area where it really is significant is Venezuela. You know, Brazil is right next to Venezuela. The U.S. is keen to apply more pressure on Venezuela and the regime of Nicolas Maduro. Now they'll have, as you say, a like-minded president in Brazil, the biggest nation in Latin America. So that could make it a little easier in complicated conditions for the U.S. to apply pressure on Venezuela.
any thought that he may try to unite the country after this election? Obviously, there are a lot of people who are angry that he won.
The country is very divided. It's going to be very difficult to unite the country, especially when you look at some of the policies that Bolsonaro espouses. That said, he's certainly trying to send a message of unity. He's been talking about the fact that he respects the Constitution amid concerns that his authoritarian politics might be a threat to it, and also the need to protect democracy here. So his message is certainly one of unity, but his deeds will be what he's judged by.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves joining us from Rio de Janeiro. Philip, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Robin, the results from Rio are the only ones we have so far.
Right.
Still waiting on the ones in this country.
We're standing by them.